Here's a look at your KLEM News for this Saturday. An Union Pacific train collided with a semi-truck and trailer at the crossing of 18th Street and Business Highway 75 or Hawkeye Avenue. The accident happened at around 11:40 a.m. Friday morning. The semi-truck and trailer operated by Decker Trucking of Fort Dodge, Iowa, was apparently trying to turn left or heading south and merge onto traffic on Highway 75 when the back portion of the semi-trailer was still over the railroad tracks when a train came and hit that trailer. The semi-trailer was an insulated trailer but was empty at the time of the collision. The driver of the truck was able to escape without any injuries. Extensive damage did occur to the semi-trailer and to the rail crossing guards. City officials have announced that they will keep that intersection of 18th Street Southwest between Lincoln Avenue and Hawkeye closed until such time that the railroad can replace the warning devices. They hope to have that intersection open by Tuesday, August 20th. Photos of that collision can be seen on the KLEM website, www.klem1410.com. Abu Bakr Shrine Temple was proud to host the Central States Shrine Association Summer Session in Siouxland. That'll be occurring next week, August 21st through the 24th. The Central States Shrine Association, CSSA, is composed of 22 shrine temples from 7 states. Shriners will be traveling to Siouxland for 3 days of fun, fellowship, competitions, and parades. According to Todd Saunders, a potentate of the Abu Bakr Shrine of Sioux City, the convention will attract more than 2,000 Shriners.
Yeah, we're going to have competition drills of motor corps units, and we're going to have other competitions of like the clowns, oriental bands, and stuff like that. Actually, it's going to be like 22 shrine temples that will be here in Sioux City, Iowa.
To showcase the Shriners' love of parades and promoting awareness of the Shriners International, there will be 2 parades. The first will be in downtown Sioux City on Thursday evening, August 22nd, beginning at 6:30 p.m., and it will be on 3rd Street heading west to Pier Street, ending at the Tyson Events Center. The second parade will be held at South Sioux City, Nebraska, Saturday, August 24th at 9:30 in the morning on Dakota Avenue. That parade will run south on Dakota Avenue from 12th Street to 27th Street. Saunders says that all different types of Shriner entities will be featured at both parades. He says Sioux City, probably best known for its White Horse Mounted Patrol.
Each temple is so different and so unique. There will be so many different kinds of units that a lot of people have never seen before. Like you say, the Spencer's got the Spencer ATVs, and the Sioux City, Iowa's got the Abu Bakr Rat Patrol. Yeah, there'll be like so many different kinds of units. It'll be unbelievable to see.
Saunders says that the convention will also consist of competition among all the Shrine Temple units. Besides appearing at community parades, the Shriners are perhaps best known for their hospitals and work that they do for children needing medical attention.
Yeah, we do all sorts of help for the kids, burn, spinal cord, just a butt, cleft lip, all that stuff. We got 22 Shrine hospitals around the country, too, so we're international now, too.
Saunders says that the closest Shrine hospital to Sioux City is based at the Twin Cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley is using some blunt language to describe the EPA's decision last Friday to grant waivers to big oil companies, reducing the amount of ethanol that must be blended into gasoline.
They screwed us when they issued 31 waivers compared to less than 10 waivers during all the Obama years, and we thought that was bad.
Grassley says that the waivers were intended for small refineries but are now being granted to the likes of Exxon and Chevron.
What's really bad isn't a waiver. It's that it's being granted to people that really aren't hardship.
Last year, the EPA granted 38 ethanol waivers to oil companies, and this year has granted 31, but Grassley says there's no victory here for farmers.
And it's no accomplishment whatsoever, so we got to go back to the president the same way that we have in the past.
Grassley says that he has lobbied President Trump and Ivanka Trump on that issue, and Trump heard from farmers when the president visited a western Iowa ethanol plant earlier this summer.
I know that he knows about the ethanol issues, and he wants to be considered very pro-ethanol, and he wants to be considered very pro-farmer.
But Grassley says officials in Trump's Environmental Protection Agency are blocking ethanol's progress. Grassley made his comments yesterday during the taping of the Iowa Press program that aired last night and will air again on Sunday on Iowa Public Television. Democratic presidential candidates will descend on Iowa next week to do something that Native Americans say doesn't happen enough, court their vote. At least seven White House hopefuls have said that they will attend a forum in Sioux City on Monday and Tuesday, named for longtime Native American activist Frank Lemire, who passed away in June. Tribal leaders and citizens will talk with candidates about issues including health care, education, and violence against Native women. Several candidates attending the forum, including Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Julian Castro, and Marianne Williamson, have issued platforms dedicated to the needs of the indigenous people. Richard Whitmer is a political scientist from Creighton University who specializes in American Indian politics and policy. He says that the Native American vote can swing a close national election. A grand jury has cleared a South Sioux City police officer of any criminal wrongdoing in the shootout that left the officer wounded and the suspect dead. That decision came in the case of Officer Brian Van Berkum, who confronted Luis Quinones Rosa outside a bar in May because Rosa matched the description of a man who had been seen with a gun. Investigators say that Rosa shot first at Van Berkum, striking the officer in the leg and abdomen. Van Berkum returned to fire, hitting Rosa in the leg. Rosa was found unresponsive later in a nearby vehicle and taken to a hospital where he later died. Van Berkum underwent surgery and has since recovered and returned to work. A grand jury has found no criminal wrongdoing by a Union Pacific Railroad officer for the November shooting of a Mason City man. Cerro Gordo County Attorney Carlisle Dalen tells the Globe-Gazette that the grand jury opted not to indict Union Pacific Special Agent Lewis Miner after convening this week. State investigators say that Miner stopped Nathan Lee Olson for trespassing on UP property on November 29th, and an altercation ensued before Miner shot Olson near a railroad crossing in Mason City. Police have not said that whether Olson was armed when he was shot. Olson was hospitalized for about 2 months following the shooting. Union Pacific Railroad, based in Omaha, Nebraska, employs certified police officers to patrol its properties across the Midwest. And finally, for this morning, there were some tense moments occurred early Friday morning around the Adventureland Amusement Park and Prairie Meadows Casino and Racetrack at Altoona. Altoona police placed a lockdown on the area after an armed robbery took place at the Spectators Bar and Grill near the two tourist destinations. Altoona is a suburb of Des Moines, located just east of the metro area. Altoona police and other law enforcement agencies converged on the area. Police were asking the public to stay away from Adventureland Amusement Park and Prairie Meadows. They did a room-by-room search at the Adventureland Inn looking for their suspect. Both entities had reopened their gates after police tactical units had swept the area. The incident happened at around 7:35 Friday morning. Altoona Police Sergeant Alyssa Wilson says that they are looking for an African-American male that is approximately 5 feet 5 inches tall, weighing about 150 pounds. The suspect was seen on surveillance video wearing a white button shirt, blue pants, and a dark hat. The suspect was seen carrying a handgun. Wilson says that there were no injuries and that she says police are actively looking for the suspect. No arrests have been made, but police are still searching for that suspect. Police say it is an isolated incident and they don't believe that the public is in any general danger. That's your news this morning here on KLEM.